This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, November 5th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. The election of Barack Obama to the presidency is, according to Cato Institute Vice President Gene Healy, a confirmation of the cult of the presidency, a charismatic figure who is expected to fix the economy, heal the sick, and turn good ideas into good policy. But when Obama fails to do these things, he will then represent the best hope Americans have for a return to limited government conservatism. Healy spoke last night at the Cato Institute as the election returns rolled in.
What could possibly make us optimistic about the election of Barack Obama? It's not that I expect him to implement good policies. I'm not that naive. In fact, I think Barack Obama is going to be a terrible president. And that's precisely why he's going to be great. Here's my prediction. Barack Obama is going to be one of the least effective, least popular presidents in the modern era. And his administration represents the best chance in over a decade for a resurgence of limited government conservatism. And it also represents an unprecedented opportunity to undermine the cult of the presidency. It's true that too many Americans are presidential cultists, but what's easy to miss is that, on the whole, we're a lot less cultish than we used to be. When political scientists first started tracking trust in government, which is the most important, the decline in trust in government is the most important political phenomenon of the last 50 years. And when political scientists first started tracking, three-quarters of Americans would tell pollsters that we trust the federal government in Washington to do what is right, most of the time or just about always. And most of all, they trusted the president. Well, that bottomed out after Vietnam and Watergate, and it's only rarely even approached the levels it had before Vietnam and Watergate. The leading expert on government distrust is a political scientist named Mark Hetherington. And Hetherington's a liberal, and what he's found makes him very sad as David Brooks, because the data has convinced him that the rise in distrust is going to make it very hard for any future president to have an FDR or LBJ style 100 days. Rising distrust has also led to the decreasing popularity of presidents and an increase of divided government. And these are all wonderful things. There's no candidate in the modern era who's done as much as Barack Obama has to raise expectations for the presidency. Expectations that were insanely high to begin with. And when he fails to teach our children well, and heal the sick, and stop the ocean's rise, I think his hope-addled rhetoric is going to become increasingly greater. And maybe, just maybe, that will make Americans wonder whether we should look for a president who will promise us the moon and sell us a bill of goods. And maybe it'll make us appreciate this modest, unromantic, business-like vision that the Constitution's framers had for the president. Or maybe not, maybe we're doomed. But I can certainly understand why people are unhappy when you have a would-be messiah uniting with a Congress that seems to be led by Ayn Rand villains. But after 8 years of George W. Bush, after a president who spent faster than Lyndon Johnson, a guy who's even now nationalizing the commanding heights of the economy, I'm sick to death of hearing that the Bush years represent the failure of the limited government movement. I say if we're going to have socialism, let's let the socialists take some of the blame for it. The last two left-leaning presidents, nominally left-leaning presidents, led to overreach and led to backlash. Without Carter, no Reagan. Without Clinton, no GOP class of 94. Maybe it will get worse before it gets better. And unfortunately, it's part of the American character that we periodically get drunk on the romance of the presidency. But it's happily, it's also part of the American character that we eventually sober up and feel ashamed of ourselves. And then we begin the long walk of shame back to the well-lit dorm of political sanity. We begin became a nation by throwing off a king. And call it cynicism or call it skepticism toward power, but the cause of limited government can never die because it's written deep in the American genetic code. So if some of you are depressed, I'd like to give you a message of hope. Hope! Hope in the face of difficulty. Hope in the face of uncertainty. The audacity of hope. And so tomorrow, when the hangover ends, the hard work begins. Thank you.
Gene Healy is Vice President of the Cato Institute and author of the book, The Cult of the Presidency. You can get your copy at cato.org.